Solomon. Now, after David died, his son Solomon took over. And when he did, he went to the place called Gibeon to offer a sacrifice to the Lord, for the temple of God had not been built. And while Solomon was there in Gibeon, he had a dream where God appeared to him and said, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you." Solomon replied, "O God, I am your servant. You've made me king instead of David, my father, but I'm just like a child. I don't know how to rule this people. They are such a great people that can't be numbered or counted. So therefore, give your servant a wise and understanding heart with which to judge your people and to lead them. For who is able to judge so great a people as the people of God?" God was so pleased that Solomon had asked this thing, and so God said to him, "Because you asked this and have not asked long life for yourself or riches or the life of your enemies, but have asked for understanding to make wise judgments, I will do what you've asked me for. I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anybody like you before, and there will not arise after you anybody similar. But I will also give you what you didn't ask for, riches and honour, so that there will be no one your equal among all the other kings all your life. If you walk in my ways and obey my commandments like your father David did, I will lengthen your days." Solomon woke up and it was a dream. He went to Jerusalem and came before the Ark of the Lord. And there he offered burnt offerings, peace offerings, and he invited all his servants to celebrate with him. There then came two women to the king with a problem. One woman said, "This woman and I live in one house, and I had a baby in the house with her. And 3 days afterwards, this lady also had a baby. And we were just the two of us living in the house. This woman's child died in the middle of the night. And so she got up and took my baby's son from next to me while I was sleeping. And she took him into her arms and put her dead child in my arms. When I got up in the morning to nurse my child, I saw that it was dead. But when I looked at it, because the sun was now up, I found it wasn't my little boy." The other woman replied, "No, the living child there is my son, and the dead one is your son." And the first woman said, "No, the dead is your son, and the living is my son." And so they started arguing in front of King Solomon. And then the king summed it up, and he said, "Look, one of you is saying this is my son that's alive and your son is dead, and the other one is saying, no, your son is the dead one and my son is the living one." So the king said, "Bring me a sword." They brought him a sword. "Cut the living child in two," he said, "and give half to one woman and half to the other." Then immediately the woman who was the real mother of the living child spoke to the king immediately, because her heart was aching for her little boy. And she said, "Oh Lord, give her the living child, but don't kill it." The other one said, "Okay, let it be neither mine nor yours, but divide it into two." And the king answered and said, "Give the first woman the living child, and don't kill it. She's the true mother of it." All Israel heard of the judgment which the king had given, and they respected him, because they saw that God's wisdom was in him to give such judgments. Solomon gave many great wise judgments. He was wiser than all the other people on the earth, and his fame spread throughout all the nations. Now, if we accept the wisdom of God, we will be wiser than our enemies. But wisdom means that you actually putting your knowledge into practice. So it's not just reading the Bible, but actually putting it all into practice. So that's what wisdom really is. And God gave Solomon wisdom because he wanted it. And so you learn from that, that if you put God's things first and spiritual things first, somehow all the other things are added to you. And God has given us a lot more than just the very basic things we need, like food to eat and a place to live. He's given us a lot of other blessings as well. And so, really, this comes true again in our lives. Now, David had wanted to build Solomon, had wanted to build God a temple, but he couldn't do that. God didn't let him do it, but Solomon wanted to do it. And so he used that wisdom that God had given him to build this temple. All the walls and the doors were covered with gold, and the very best cedar wood was used, and he took 7 years to build this fantastic temple. And the priests brought the Ark of God's Covenant into the most holy place, and God accepted this temple. But God had also said that he does not live in temples made with hands, but in the hearts of people. God wants to live in our hearts, and he doesn't need some grand golden temple. But that's what they wanted to do, and so God accepted that and lived in that system. So you'll see that in your life, that we may not always do the best things, but God so wants to work with us that he'll go with us, he'll go along with us, even though it's not the best thing. So the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, and she came to test him with hard questions. She came to Jerusalem with many camels, gold, precious stones, and presents. And Solomon answered all her questions. And she was deeply impressed with the temple he'd built, with his food, with his servants. And after she'd seen all that he had and his wisdom, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "What I heard back in my own country about your wisdom and all your works was all true, but I couldn't believe it until I came and saw it for myself. And now I see that only the half was told me. Happy are your men, and happy are your servants, who stand continually before you and listening to your words of wisdom. And blessed be your God, who has made you ruler over Israel, because he so loved Israel." So she said that she didn't really fully believe what she'd heard until she saw it. And that is very true. When we tell other people about the gospel, about the love of God, that Jesus died for them and rose again, that Jesus will come back and we can be baptized and be in God's kingdom, they won't really fully believe it unless they see it in our lives. So what she said was so true. "I didn't believe it until I saw it." And that is absolutely true. And that's why it says of Jesus that he was the Word of God, his wonderful ideas of the gospel made flesh. And we've got to be like that as well to people.
Because he really makes us ideas, not we us. Because if we make ideas, that means God really making us.
That's right. We are God's ideas becoming flesh, becoming real. So the Queen of Sheba gave Solomon 120 talents of gold and many precious stones. So Solomon grew very rich, and he had a great throne of ivory overlaid with the best gold and a huge army. But unfortunately, Solomon did not go on serving God and believing in God, because when he was young, he married lots of women, up to 1,000 different women, who were not believers in the true God. And when Solomon was old, they turned away his heart from the true God of Israel to their idols. And in the end, Solomon got nasty and bitter with his own people. And that's why, in the end, God divided his kingdom. So what that shows is that all the wealth and all the money and the gold and the beautiful house and all this will not give you a relationship with God, which is the most important thing.
Because everyone wants money to buy stuff with, because they want money, so they can be rich. But they have to get more worried about their money, because people are still rich them, because they have lots of money.
Money is everything people want.
money can't buy you God and it can't buy you happiness.
Yeah, and they think, money is really toys, but it's not.
Now that's why
you have to lose money because you have to leave God, because money doesn't buy God or Jesus.
That's right, and that's why Solomon is a great lesson for us. He's a great lesson because he had all the money and he had anything that a man might want, but he turned away from God. And he thought that he could handle it. That, he could have all these fallen women who believed in different gods and it was all going to be all right. But when he was old, they turned his heart away. Such a shame when he'd been given so much and he had such a good mummy and daddy, David and Bathsheba. And yet he became proud and he became bitter. And if only he'd stayed humble, then this great tragedy wouldn't have happened.